This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The countdown has begun, brothers and sisters. This is our final week of Taraweeh. 1 week from today, there will be no Taraweeh. So these are the final nights. Make sure we do our best in them. Today's Quranic wisdom, Surat Isra, verse 84. Surat Isra, also known as Bani Israel, verse 84. قُلْ كُلٌّ يَعْمَلُ عَلَى شَاكِلَتِهِ. Say, everybody does deeds in accordance with his own predisposition. Everybody does deeds according to his own, in Arabic, mizaj, according to how he has been programmed to do them. Now this ayah, once again, as with all of our maxims, it has multiple levels, multiple layers of understanding. And today we will delineate four of them. At the first level, everybody does what he wants in accordance with his own shakil, his own mechanism. The actual context of the verse is theological. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right before, he mentions, whenever good comes down to a person, you find that many of them become stingy. And whenever bad happens, they become complaining. They're never happy. If it's good, they're not doing what they're supposed to do. And if it's bad, they're not doing what they're supposed to do. Then Allah says, قُلْ كُلٌّ يَعْمَلُ عَلَىٰ شَاكِلَتِهِ. Everybody deals with situations in accordance with how they themselves are. And so, if you are good, you will deal with the situation in a good manner. And if you are bad, you will deal with the situation in a bad manner. And this deeper meaning is that the mu'min will respond in a positive manner and the kafir will respond in a negative manner. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying the same situation, the same scenario, if it happens to a good person because he or she is good, they will take good from this. And if it happens to a bad person, then because they are bad, they will respond to in bad. This is one meaning of it. Another meaning, the secondary meaning, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created people differently. And each person has different akhlaq that the other person does not have. And so some people are tested with being too impatient. Some people are tested with a quick temper. Some people are tested with cowardice. Some people are tested with stinginess. So Allah is saying everybody has different predispositions that they have to deal with. And so Allah is testing everybody in a different manner. And each one has their own shakil, their own, you know, mizaj, their own spiritual DNA. And this is proven in a beautiful hadith where a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by the name of Al-Ashaj ibn Al-Qais. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Ashaj, you have two characteristics Allah loves. Al-Hilmu wal-Ana. And that is to control your anger and to think before you act. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, these two, did I learn them? Did I train myself to get them? Or did Allah bless me with them and I was born with them? So the Prophet ﷺ said, no, Allah blessed you with them. This is how you were when you were born. So he said, Alhamdulillah, Allah blessed me with these two characteristics that he loves. And this is the reality. Every one of us, we have certain akhlaq that we take it for easy. It's not that difficult. And the same issue, our brother, our cousin, our friend is not able to deal with it. And vice versa. We have problems in certain things and our friend, our cousin, our relative does not have problem with that. So Allah is saying, قُلْ كُلٌّ يَعْمَلُ عَلَىٰ شَاكِلَتِهِ. We have different psychologies. We have different mizaj. This is another deeper layer of the ayah. A third meaning of the ayah, قُلْ كُلٌّ يَعْمَلُ عَلَىٰ شَاكِلَتِهِ. Now we can also apply it, as Ibn al-Qayyim and others do, to our worldly professions, our jobs, our careers, our interests. Allah is saying, I did not create all of you on the same shakil. I didn't create all of you to think the same, look the same, act the same. And I created you with a healthy variety that is the spice of life that allows the dunya to run. Allah says in the Quran, أَهُمْ يَقْسِمُونَ رَحْمَةَ رَبِّكَ نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَرَفَعْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ دَرَجَاتٍ لِيَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا سُخْرِيًّا. Are they the ones assigning Allah's rizq? Do they assign salaries? Do they assign who gets what? Do they assign who does what for life? We are the ones. We assign for each person how they shall get their rizq. We assign their jobs, their careers, their professions. We assign what track they're going to do in order to get their rizq. And in doing so, we have preferred some over others so that each group can take advantage of others in what they need. This is a profound ayah, and I've spoken about the concept multiple times. Imagine if every single person in society had the same career. Society would cease to function. Imagine if everybody had the same personality. It'd be a very boring society. Allah says, كُلٌّ يَعْمَلُ عَلَى شَاكِلَتِهِ Allah says, نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ Their ma'isha, their jobs, their sustenance, we distributed it. And so, no matter what your career is, you need people in other careers to help you live. No matter what your profession is, you need to get the expertise and the help of other people. And so the doctor needs the car mechanic needs the carpenter, everybody needs everybody else. This is what Allah is saying. قُلْ كُلٌّ يَعْمَلُ عَلَى شَاكِلَتِهِ I'm the one who created this diversity. And so I'm the one who has assigned each one of you to do these professions. That is another understanding of this ayah, the third understanding. And a fourth understanding, and there are even more, but because of time, we'll stop at four. The fourth understanding, this is also mentioned by Imam Malik and others, this ayah, قُلْ كُلٌّ يَعْمَلُ عَلَى شَاكِلَتِهِ is that, and this is very profound and very useful for us, not everybody will get to Jannah because of the same deeds. Not everybody has the same path to Jannah, even if they get to Jannah. The path to Jannah, how you get there with your specific good deeds, are going to be different. And some people, Allah has made certain acts an easier mechanism to get to Jannah. And for other people, those same acts are very difficult. It is mentioned in our books of history that there was a worshipper who was a great worshipper. He had secluded himself from society. He would just be ibadah. He was a friend of Imam Malik in childhood. Imam Malik, you know, he took the path of knowledge. He took the path of halaqat and durus. And a day came when Imam Malik, his halaqa was the largest in all of Medina, and thousands of people would come. So one day his friend heard about this. He wrote to him a letter and he said to him, oh, Imam Malik, this is not the way. Rather, the way is you seclude yourself and you do ibadah and you pray tahajjud and you give up public lectures. So Imam Malik wrote back to him, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى قَسَمَ الْأَعْمَالَ كَمَا قَسَمَ الْأَرْزَاقِ قُلْ كُلٌّ يَعْمَلُ وَلَا شَاكِلَتِ Allah has given different people different amal, like He has given different people different careers and jobs. And for some people, this is Imam Malik speaking, for some people, Allah opened the door for them for fasting. And for others, fasting is difficult, but Allah opened the door for salah. And for some people, Allah opened the door for jihad against the Romans and whatnot. And for others, Allah opened the door for worship, like you're worshiping. And for others, Allah opened the door for ilm and preaching. And this is the door Allah opened for me. Imam Malik is saying, I find ibadah and I find my function and role in studying and in preaching to others. And I don't think what you are doing is any lesser than what I'm doing. And I hope you as well understand that what I'm doing, I don't think is any lesser than what you are doing. قُلْ كُلٌّ يَعْمَلُ عَلَى شَاكِلَتِهِ Now this is actually an inspiration for all of us. Oh Muslim, listen to me carefully. Your own personality is your competition. Not me, not you, not anybody else, not the person next to you. You look at yourself. What can I do? What am I qualified to do? What are my talents? You don't have to compare yourself with the multimillionaire who's building schools as a single-handed person. You don't have to compare yourself with the sheikh that has the spotlight on himself. You say, I don't have ilm, I don't have the spotlight. You're not in competition with me or anybody else. You're in competition with yourself. What can you do? What are your qualifications? What are your passions? What door has opened to you? What door has Allah opened to you that He hasn't opened to other people? For some people, O Muslim, to take care, you might have a sister who is unmarried, a widow with children. For you to take care of her and your nephews and nieces, that might be your door to Firdaus. You might have an elderly mother that you can take care of. There's no limelight. There's no fame and fanfare in that. But that is your way to Jannatul Firdaus. You might have a chapter of charity that nobody knows about, but you can do. You might be able to help in some manner. You might be able to volunteer in Sunday school, be a mentor to the kids of our community. I don't know. Only you know. So my request to you, remember this ayah, قُلْ كُلٌّ يَعْمَلُ عَلَى شَاكِلَتِي. Everybody does in accordance with his own predisposition. And go back to Imam Malik. What is your predisposition? What is your shakil? And ask yourself, how can I get to Firdaus al-A'la? And your path to get there might be different than somebody else's. No problem, as long as it is a path of good and a path of khair and a path of barakah. If Allah loves it, it is a path to Jannat al-Firdaus. So ask yourself, what are my talents? What are my passion? And then exert yourself in that so that insha'Allah ta'ala you can get to that same level as well. And inshallah we'll continue tomorrow. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.